Bekpekots, Regional Museum of Alpine Fauna. In his will, Baron Luigi Bekpekots, a member of a noble Walser family, gave instructions for a museum of alpine fauna to be created to house the hunting trophies he inherited from his father. In the early 20th century, the Baron's brother built the museum in Gressenay Saint-Jean near Villa Margherita, the current municipality. In addition to the hunting trophies and period weapons, the museum also displays objects and documents from the Bekpekots family, including portraits, paintings, and books on hunting and alpine fauna. On the 2nd of August 1913, Queen Margherita was the first person to sign the museum's visitor book. In fact, she was a regular visitor to Gressenay during the summer months. The museum has been reorganised recently by the Ostervalley Corps of Foresters on the basis of new criteria intended to encourage a scientific approach to the local fauna. There are four rooms on the ground floor which illustrate the anatomy, morphology and biology of the mountain vertebrates. The first room, which hosts temporary exhibitions every summer, focuses on the origins of the fauna of the Ostervalley and the way it is adapted to the natural environment. The second room regards the biology of ibexes and chamois. The third concerns small animals, and the fourth illustrates the physical characteristics, eating and reproductive habits of deer and roe deer. The first four rooms feature Germanic-style frescoes and present the old natural historic collections, as well as a series of short and long-range weapons from the 19th century. The museum provides an important account of the Walser culture, found in Ezim, Gressenay Saint-Jean, and Gressenay Latinité. This population of Germanic origin has lived in the valley since the 18th century and has its own unique culture in the Alps, expressed in the typical architecture of the stadels, built in stone and wood. Guided tours in the museum are available. Three different routes are available to hikers. The Alta Via No. 1, involving several days' trek and passing through Gressenay. The Tour della Monte Rosa, a 120-kilometre route that takes 9 days, winding its way around the valleys of the Monte Rosa. And the Via Alpina, the first itinerary to be identified and described, which links Trieste to Monaco and also visits Gressenay.